We are in Simen Reish Mem Ches. Let us just see the Lashon of the Mechaba. Mutar lahaflig besfina, Sif Aleph. Mutar lahaflig besfina afilo b'erev Shabbos. A person is permitted to go on a boat afilo b'erev Shabbos. Im hoylech ledvar mitzvah. If he's going ledvar mitzvah, so he's permitted to leave Erev Shabbos. Upaisik imoy sheyishbois. Now, if this is 3 days before Shabbos, so he goes over to the captain. He tells the captain, "Listen, I'm going on the ship under one condition that when it comes Shabbos, the ship should stop, not continue traveling." And the captain agrees. V'machar kach lo yishbois. And if later when it comes Shabbos, the captain does not keep his word, ein bekach klum. Al kaponim, when he went on the ship less than 3 days before Shabbos, erev Shabbos, so he had made up with the captain that the ship would not go on Shabbos. Avol ledvar horishus. That is, if he's mhoylech ledvar mitzvah, if he's going ledvar mitzvah, we're going to see later. We're going to see at the end of the siman. Aval ledvar horishus, ein mafligin besfine poches mishloisha yomim koidem haShabbos. But a dvar reshus, one is not permitted to go on a ship unless it is more than 3 days before Shabbos. Now we have a few Mishnah Brurahs to learn. Sifkwap to Sifkot and Dalet in the Mishnah Brurah. Poches Mishloisha Yomim. Dahainu Biyoim Revi Bishabbos Oso Mogen Avrom. That means he's not allowed to leave Wednesday. Wednesday is already less than 3 complete days. The day starts from Leil Revi, the night, to Wednesday. That is already the 3rd day. So if it's less than 3 complete days before Shabbos, it is also. Aval Hagro Hevi B'Shem Harbei Rishonim. The Goyin brings the Hashloisha Yomim Nechshovim Im HaShabbos Gufe. That means that the 3 days are, you have Thursday, Friday. If you have a complete Thursday, that means he was maflig by the end of Wednesday. That means if he left the end of the of Wednesday, so this is permissible. So they bring down here the Primogodim. The Primogodim wants to explain the reason for the Machloikis. We are going to have in Sif Beis the Shitas Harif, and the Mishnah Berurah brought it in the Akdom already, that one of the reasons why one is not permitted to be Maflik Bisfine Poches Mishloisha Yomim, because when a person goes on a ship, he gets seasick. And when he's seasick, he's not able to eat and to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Einik Shabbos. So therefore, if he's going Ledvar Mitzvah, so he has a Mitzvah in front of him now, so he's going Letzarech Mitzvah. So even though, because of this Mitzvah, later he will not be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, but that's irrelevant. Oisik b'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. Now he's oisik in a different mitzvah. But if he's going ledvar harishus, so he's being mevatel b'yadayim mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. That is why he has to leave before the night to Wednesday. She should have 3 complete days. Chazal wa Meshaya, the first 3 days a person is seasick and he's unable to eat, and but afterwards he gets used to the matziv of being in the ship and he'll be able to eat Shabbos. But if he leaves on Wednesday, so he'll be part of the Shabbos, he'll still be seasick. He will not be able to mekayim mitzvahs oinik Shabbos bishleim Musa. So the Prima Godem wants to say that is the machloikas between these 2 days. The Magen Avraham holds, if you're going for a Dvar HaRishus, so he has to make sure to be Mekayim Oinik Shabbos Bishleim Musa. So we need 3 complete days before the Shabbos, that he should be riding on the ship 3 days, sailing on the ship for 3 days. So we'll be sure when it comes to Shabbos, he'll be able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Oinik Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. The going that holds you do not need 3 complete days, he holds it is sufficient that if part of the Shabbos, towards the end of the Shabbos, you'll be able to make Mekayim mitzvahs oinik Shabbos, that is also sufficient. Koidem HaShabbos, so now we said he's not permitted to leave Ledvar HaRishus less than 3 days before Shabbos. Vuhu adin koidim yontev. V'yontev v'Shabbos shovim. The yontev v'Shabbos shovim. So Mamela, he has to make sure that before that there should be at least 3 days before yontev. V'chein b'yontev sheini ein mafligim. In b'yontev sheini also is ein mafligin in yontev sheni, because even though yontev sheni perhaps is a sfeika de yoyme, and perhaps one might think really we're bekiyah bekviya de yacha, we know when yontev is. Yontev sheni is only a minig. Afal pikein lagabi this aloche, they gave the din yontev sheni like yontev rishen and ein mafligin. Now let us see the Ramah. Let's go back to the Ramah. Avol koidim shloisha yomim. We just said advar horishus. One is not permitted to leave toich shloisha yomim. Avol koidim shloisha yomim. Abba Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. Shori. One is permitted to leave from then, from Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. Vafil afilu, now he's going to say chidushim. Now this is permissible, afilu bisfine shemoishchin oiso al yedei behemis. Afilu asfine, that there are behemis on the shore, these long ropes, and the ship is attached, the ship is attached to these behemoths, and the behemoths are walking on the shore, and the ship is being pulled through these behemoths, and he went on the ship, Tuesday, he went Ledvar HaRishus, it's going to be a week's journey, he's going to be in the ship on Shabbos, he's going to be pulled by the behemoths in Shabbos, it's permissible. Afilu b'sfine shemoishrin oisa yidei behemis. Number, we're going to see the mishtabura. Afilu ein begoiva hamayim asoret vochim. Afilu the goiva of the water is less than asoret vochim. We'll see everything in the mishtabura. Vafilu b'mokim sheyitztarech hayisroel Lasis achakach moloche b'shabes lahoylech hasfine. In the third thing, afilu, if this trip we can expect, he's leaving on Tuesday. The ship is going to go on Shabbos. We can expect that in Shabbos there might come about a reason to be mechalo Shabbos. Achilu Shabbos Diyaraisa, and he will be forced to be Machal of Shabbos. He knows this. He knows this. There's such a possibility. But he went in the ship Tuesday. He's allowed to do it. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand the reasons of these halachas. Afilu Bisfina, we say before, but if it's starting from Tuesday, it is permissible. Afilu Bisfina, now we say in Chedushim, even though the ship is being pulled by animals. Rotzaloima, the loinema, one should not think, the domi lahaliche bekorein, this is similar, being in a ship and being led through animals is similar to a carriage, a wagon that is being, that animals are pulling it. Da osa lisa bishabbos, and by a wagon, the halacha is that he's not permitted to travel in Shabbos, afilu im yoshav b'hakorin koydim shloishes yomim, v'ayim b'siv beis b'hago. That we'll see in siv beis b'hago, that there's a heter for that animals are pulling the ship. The lefi ma shem the b'ayim b'siv beis b'hago the lefi ma shagir limshech hasfines bevheimis b'nahoris afilu b'soich shloish yomim muta lahaflig al denokat koydim shloish yomim mishum shar sfines. That means like this. We have here the Ramah started saying kulis in halacha if he started off the trip from Tuesday or Monday. And the Ramah starts enumerating the kulis. Kula number one, even animals are pulling the ship. Then he says kula number two, even though there's less than 10 tfachim from the ship to the ground, he's going to say a whole bunch of kulis, and all this is permissible if he started from Tuesday. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to be ma'ira a pertinent ha'ore. This first kule that he mentioned, that it is permissible to be in the ship even though animals are pulling the ship, this kula is permissible if you went on the ship Thursday or Friday. I don't need the heta of 3 days before for this kula. And that's what he says, Ayim b'siv beis b'hago, which we will see in siv beis b'hago, that for this kula you can go into the ship Erev Shabbos. So he has a kasha. So why, when he mentioned Avol koydim shloishes yomim shori afilu besfinish amoyshchen oisa ayidei behemis, for this kule you don't need before 3 days. This is mutafil erev Shabbos. That is the ha'ore that Mishnah Berurah asks, and he answers, you're right. He just mentioned this kula, but that what he said, we need a kula of 3 days before, is by the other halachas, that it's less than 10 tefachim, he'll come to Chilul Shabbos. That's why, so that's why he mentioned before 3 days. But that what the animal is pulling the ship, that is no problem. Now, let us just elaborate a little. He said there's a difference between a wagon and a difference between a wagon and a ship. A person went into a wagon, even he went into a wagon Tuesday, when it comes before Shabbos, he's not permitted to remain in the wagon. He has to get out because animals are pulling the wagon. He goes into a ship Friday and animals will pull the ship on Shabbos, there's no problem. So what is the difference? So the difference is as follows. The difference is Chazal asad, to ride on an animal, a gzeire, he might come to break a branch. He's riding on an animal, and the animal is a little stubborn, and he'll pass by a tree, he'll tear off a branch to whip the animal. That's why Chazal asked to ride on an animal. So that only applies by a wagon, that with a branch, with a whip, from the wagon you could whip the animal. So this gzeira is applicable by a wagon. But when you're on the ship, there were people on the shore that guided the animals. They could whip the animal. From the ship to the shore, you could never whip the animal. So memele, the gzeira of Ein Roich Ven Al Gabi Behemeh does not apply by a ship. That's what he's saying over here. So there's no problem whatsoever. We're not talking it's not his animal. If it's his animal, there's a shalosh shvisas behemoth. We're talking about that it's the guy's animal, and the guy is manig the behemoth. But we would be afraid that the one on the wagon might also contribute to whip the animal, so therefore you're not allowed to ride on an agola, on a wagon, but on a ship there's no problem. Vafilu ein begoiva, dahava amine da'osar mishum tchumim. Now he says a second din. He's saying a din that there's less than 10 tfachim from the ship to the ground of the river that the ship is on. So even though there's less than 10 tfochim, so dahava amine. So what's the inyan of 10 tfochim? The osur mishum tchumim. Now we have a klal. Perhaps we'll elaborate later about this klal. Ein tchumim lamaylo meyasor tfochim. That means if a person is traveling over 10 tfochim from the ground, there's different ways how one can travel over 10 tfochim. One way, Aidei Hashem. He said Hashem and he can travel, no problem. So ba'al kaponim, but there's an issa of tchumim lamaylo of 10 tfachim. There's no issa of tchumim. This tchumim is if you're going on the ground or till 10 tfachim to the ground, there's an issa of hiluch chutz l'tchum. A person is not permitted to walk out chutz l'tchum. L'mailo mi'asor tfachim, it is mutter to go chutz l'tchum. Now, when this person is in the ship, and the ship is less than 10 tfachim from the ground of the river, so he theoretically is going chutz l'tchum. If he's going, it's toich yud tfachim. There's no heter of ein tchumim lemaila meyasor because he's going less than 10 tfachim. So the chiddush is vafilu ein begoyve. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So what is the chiddush of the Gemara? Dahava amine da osar mishum tchumim. Good, he went in Tuesday. He went into the ship Tuesday. But let's be reyes and oilet. The ship is going to reach the port Monday. And he is going to go chutz l'tchum. He's going to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. Dahava amine da osar mishum tchumim. Kamash Malon Doloy. But there's no issa. Vatam Kivin Shehishil Koidim Shloish Shomim Chmoisha Kosav Lakame. Since it was Hishil Beheter, and this issa is less than an issa the Rabbonon, we mentioned the Eilu Rabbe Bin Sabach. This is the Isser Tchumim Al Hamayim is less than an Isser Darabonam. So if he was Hischel Beheter, he went on the ship on Tuesday, so even though Shabbos he's going Chutz L'Tchum, no problem. Vafilu, that's Vafilu Ein Begoyim Amaye Asor Tvachim. Vafilu B'mokim, another Chiddush. Vafilu, he's going on the ship, and it is very possible that when it's going to become Shabbos, he will be obligated to be Mechalo Shabbos in order that there shouldn't be any Pikuach Nefoshes. And he knows this now. What is the cheshbon? The shloisha yomim koidem haShabbos, the 3 days before Shabbos, shayochim leShabbos haba. That means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. These days are, one is mechuyev to be meichin and to be doyeg for the Shabbos haba. V'chal olav lihizoyer. So this from Wednesday is mechuyev already to be careful shlo yovi lidechil o Shabbos. Wednesday I have to make sure that Shabbos I shouldn't be mechal o Shabbos. Even it'll be a chilo Shabbos bo'ines, but Wednesday I'm a chuyiv to make sure afilo a chilo Shabbos bo'ines should not occur. Yeah. So if a person goes on a ship Thursday, realizing that it could very well be that Shabbos will be mechalo Shabbos, but he knows that Arei hu keilu masne lechalul olabes haShabbos. So he's doing a pu'ule that is realizing that this pu'ule could bring to chilul Shabbos, and he's still going into it. And that is also, that is why he's not allowed to do it. Avol koydem loze, but from Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, shayochim leShabbos she'ovah. That means, so as yet he doesn't have any obligation to be worried about what's going to happen in Shabbos. The kivin shehiflik beheter. So when he went on the ship, he didn't have to be doyig about Shabbos. Ein lo limon amach ma Shabbos abo she'oz im yeyor lo isakone. If the occasion will arise and there'll be a sakone, v'yitzarech lechaloloi, and he'll be forced to be mechalo Shabbos mishum pikuach nefesh, ein kan chilu. That means when he went into the ship, he wasn't obligated to be doyik about the chilul Shabbos which might occur, and when it occurs, he's a sakone. V'ayin lekamon besif koton chavhei mashenichta bazet lasis achakach. That means, so even though later he will lasis achakach, I know ve'ein loy limnoya machmaze mileishev besvine kivin shukaidim shloishes yomim. So he's allowed to go into the ship. Avo mikol mokim. Now, when it comes Shabbos, yes, if it is necessary to be mechalo Shabbos, he's on the matzav of pikuach nefoshes, so he's permitted. Abol mikol mokim, kol ma sheyochel lasois sheloi yitztarech ba'atzmoi lechalol es haShabbos. It's a matzav of a pikuach nefoshes. That is true. But they're goyim, they're also, they'll tell a goy, listen, the Shabbos by me, maybe you can do it, I'll give you something, I'll pay you something. So he could avoid the chilul Shabbos with amir al-akum. So if he could do this, he should do it. Pshita de mechuyev lasis came. Fine. This is, so the vial we had here, as follows, we had here, letzorech mitzvah, a person is permitted to be maflig, afilu less than 3 days. Letzorech rishus, one has to be marchik 3 days before. And in tzorech rishus, we take everything into consideration. Could be he'll be going chutz letchum, could be he'll need, there'll be chilul Shabbos, and this is permissible. Ve'imu derech mu'it. But what is if the, we just said he's not permitted to leave for dvar rishus, he's not permitted to leave unless it's before Wednesday. Ve'imu derech mu'it. And here says amardike kulam. What is if it's a small distance? Kemoi mitzoyer litzidain. This is two places in Eretz Yisrael, Mitzoy Litzidain. She'ein beineyem ki'im mahalach yoim echot. it is only a day's distance. It's not even a day. It's a 12-hour distance. Mutter lahaflig be'erev Shabbos ba'boiker. He's allowed to go in the morning. Mitzoy letzidoin mipnei she'efshel amar dekechedish. Maybe sheyagia sham kaidem haShabbos. That means there's a possibility. Going from Tzoyer to Tzidin, if you leave early in the morning, you'll make it before Shabbos. So here Chazal said, you're allowed to do it. So it's permissible, see Klon the Mishnah Berurah, why? Umokim shenogu shaloi laaflik berev Shabbos klal afilu derech mut eim afligim. If the minika mokim is... This was a mesoyres ovis minig avisenu biyedenu, that in this mokim they didn't play this Russian roulette. Maybe I'll make it, and they were machma not to go erev Shabbos. If that's the minig mokim, so then you should not be maflik. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Baboyker dim yimoshech sho ushtayim al hayoyim. He has to leave in the morning. If he's going to wait 2 hours, also, the lo yegil isham kaidim Shabbos. This distance, mitzoy letzidim, you have to leave in the morning and you'll make it before Shabbos. If you're going to first wait a little bit and daven with a minyan and thus, and you won't make it from the morning. Mipnei she'efshel. Because it's possible, rotzer loyma, Sheyesh ruach toiv. If there's a good wind, b'stam b'zman Chazal, they went with sail ships, and the wind was a tremendous factor. Sheyesh ruach toiv, holchin b'yom echad. If there's a good wind, you can make it. Lachain, therefore, shori laloch berev Shabbos, you're allowed to go erev Shabbos. Lefi she'efshel she'yeru achtoiv. This Chazal were makel, since there's a possibility that you'll make it there before Shabbos, so they were makel. They were makel with this. So it's called a hischel beheter. So if he doesn't make it, he has the terem of hischel beheter. Now we'll see the Rif Shita in Sif Beis. The Rif Shita in Sif Beis is Ho de Ein Mafligin Besfine Pochais Mishloisha Yomim Koidem HaShabbos. The reason one cannot go in a Sfine less than 3 days, Hatam Mishum Oinik Shabbos. The reason is Als Oinik Shabbos. Shekol Shloisha Yomim Horishonim Yeshlem Tzar u'bilbi. So a person is seasick. The yechaygu v'yenu kashikar. V'davke lemafligim bayamim hamaluchim. He's going into oceans. He's going into an ocean, a salty ocean. And the Mishnah Berurah said, besides this, the seasickness, there's also not such a enjoyable odor from the ocean. So this combination, the odor of the sea and the nidnud and the bilbul and the tsar, so if he is going to leave on Thursday, on Shabbos he'll be nauseous and sick, and he will not be able to mekayim mitzvahs einik Shabbos. That is the cheshbon of 3. This is the Rif Shita. That is the cheshbon of 3 days before. That means if she left Tuesday, so by Shabbos you'll already come back to your koiches and you'll be able to mekay mitzvahs einik Shabbos. Or we said if you leave letzayich mitzvah, so isek b'mitzvahs potam in a mitzvah. That the avol b'nahoreis. But this the Rif says avol b'nahoreis by a river. That it seems the river does not have these complications that the ocean has. It seems that it's not so choppy and it's not so, and you don't have the odor of the Yamim Meluchim. Ein shum tzach lemafligim b'hem. There's no problem. Ulefichach, so this is the Shita Sarif, Mutter lahaflik b'em afila b'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to be maflik erev Shabbos. Vohu, good. So we took care, so now the Rif said, we have now a heter from the Rif. I'm not going on the ocean, I'm going on a river, and so I'm allowed to enter the ship erev Shabbos. I have nothing what to worry about. There won't be any seasicknesses, and fartik, I'm allowed to go erev Shabbos. So that took care of einik Shabbos. Now what's with the iser of trumim? God, he's going into a ship. So what's with the iser of trumim? So the Rif says, this of Trumim, the he's matter to go in Erev Shabbos, but what's with this of Trumim? Vuhu shelo yehe yedua lonu she'ein ba'omkom asor tvochim. That I don't know if in this journey there are places that there's less than 10 tvochim from the ship to the ground. That means, in this case, ignorance is bliss. That means we're speaking about tchumim derabonim. It's tchumim derabonim. So, now I'm going on the ship, and he asks the captain, tell me, in this journey, is there any places where the ship goes over areas which are less than 10 tvochim, 40 inches, less than 40 inches? And the captain tells him, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not aware. I don't know. The minute the captain tells him, I don't know, so we have a heter already. So we have a heter, sofek terabona lekula. That means, since this whole isa tchumim, since this whole Isa Tchumim is Adarabonon, since the whole Isa Tchumim is Adarabonon, so Memele, it's a Sofik, Sofik Darabonon Lohoko. I once had a mice, I once called up about an airplane, to go on an airplane. I asked them, I'm a Kohen, so I asked if they'll be going over a Beis HaKvoris. They're going over Beis HaKvoris. So they told me, Rabbi, we can't tell you this, but let me tell you one thing. Even if we do go over it, you won't know about it. There, that was their cup. Al Kaponim, by Tumid, it doesn't help. I do know, I don't know. But Al Kaponim, by Tchumim, there's such a halacha. By Tchumim, there's a halacha that if the captain tells you, I don't know, so we can be meikel, sofik terabonim lahokel. Avo! B'mokayim sheyadua lanu shemikarke hasfine lekarke hano pachis meyasar etvachim also lotzeis chutz letchum mishemis etchumim. But if I know that in the course of the journey I'll be going over an area that's chutz l'tchum. I'll be going chutz l'tchum. So it's also mishum iso tchumim. Yeah. Hago zukter amor v'chein besfine sheyitzach yisro lo v'yudei melocha b'shabbos. If I'll have to do a melocha, also likonis bo shloisha yomim koydim shabbos. That means in the 3 days. Afilaim noris hanoivim v'ilamala meyasore. That is no issa whatsoever. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu b'erev Shabbos. Now this is the Shitas Harif. The Shitas Harif is that if it's not Yamim, you're allowed to go Afilu b'erev Shabbos or Yud Beis. Yeah, you're allowed to go erev Shabbos. Vein tzorach lifsakim mishayish bois linya lahaflik b'Shabbos ayin b'siv gimel. To go on Shabbos alone, that's siv gimel. V'hu shaloi. But if he doesn't know the kivin the tchumim the rabbanon who, Bafilo Trumin the Yud Beis Gil Mil Kaimalon the Biyam Nos Embemisa the Raisa Divreakel Shein Doimim Le Diglay Midbo Le Fichoch Tolinon Besveikoy Lohokel. I don't know. Vomrinen, I can assume, I'm permitted to assume Domika Soretvochim, Mikarka Swin La Karka Main Vein Trumim Le Maila Miasor. Shemikarka hasfine. So he says, Avabamokim sheyedualon. When does the problem arise? Shemikarka hasfino lekarka hano poches meyasora tvachim. From the bottom of the sfine to the bottom of the nod is less than 10 tvachim. Perish. Now, he said something over here. Af alpi shehamayim Amukim Asore. Even though the water is 10 tfachim deep, the water is 10 tfachim. Im hasfine mishukas bamayim, but if the ship is not skimming over the water, the ship is mishukas b'mayim, that means a chelak of the ship is under the water level. She'ein bein karka hasfine lekarka hamayim asoret vochem. So the ship is now considered it's going al horetz. It's not going b'mayim. It's going al horetz. Now he's going to say chilukim. Loi mi boy im hu yoishev besfina lemato me asora. If he is sitting in the ship by the bottom of the ship, so that means from him to the karkois hanar, there's less than 10 tfachim. Nimso mahalech lemato meyasore. See, he's going lemato meyasore. That's poshet. And I know this. Then it'll be also to go erev Shabbos. Elo, afilu im hu yoishev besfine bemokim gavoya. He is sitting on the deck. Shuhu lemailo meyasore mikarkois hamayim. Gam kein also. That means, this is a shita samogin Avraham. Kivin shasfine rechova abo v'nicher lehiluch. Since the mokim where he is one can easily walk there. Koimid lamata domye. Now this lomdis of that it's easy to walk there, we will not explain it now. This is a whole inyan in hilchis tchumim. But al kaponim, this is Ashitas Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says he is nigrar. His halachis are, he has the halachis of the ship. If the ship, the bottom of the ship, is less than 10 tfachim from the ground, the ship is going chutz l'tchum, the ship is mahal chutz l'tchum, so he has the same halachis of the ship, even though lemaise he is on the deck, even though he's on the deck. And let's say others compare this, let's say a person is riding on a horse, and he's, let's say, or on a camel, and he's lemaila meyasore. Forget about the isser of riding on a camel and the horse, which, besides that isser, so the others say there's an isser of hoyle chutz l'tchum, because the horse is going chutz l'tchum, even though he's lemaila meyasore, but he is nigra with the horse and the camel. V'yesh matirim. And others are meikel kshu yoishiv lamaila meyasore tfachim. That means if he finds himself lamaila meyasore tfachim, vein raglov tluyois lamata meyasore tfachim. If his feet are dangling in the water, that's no good. And that's from his feet to the ground is less than 10 tfachim. Vyesh lismoich al divreim kshu tzorich lekach. Also, Lord, say so. If the then it's also Lord. Okay, we'll stop here. What do you mean 50-50?
In other words, you have a ship or someone who, like, half the ship is above the pentapocket and the other half is below.
Yeah, it's on an